And let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's been a couple of weeks now after our Easter findings that we have a risen Christ and an eternal Savior. However, in the reality of life, we find ourselves often in dispositions like our ancient disciple brothers and sisters. We marvel at the possibility, but something happens. We find ourselves or loved ones in a particular circumstance, whatever that might be. We find whether ours or someone else's life is turned upside down by tragedy, and we wonder and we're afraid. In all these seemingly unreasonable realities, these seemingly unexplainable facts, and these seemingly purposeless circumstances of tragedy, they manipulate our thoughts and twist our minds and fester in our hearts like a bad virus. They leave us only daring to hope, and sometimes just full of doubt. Much too often, like Peter and Thomas, we exercise our lack of hope and these doubts to a fault, to a faithful fault. But you are so generous, and your love abounds for us. And you appear to us in our fears, and love is, it's just overwhelming. It's just overwhelming that your love and your presence is with us even in our doubts. And you give us your peace. And you restore us. Thank you for loving us as we are through our faults of doubt and denial. As you taught Peter and Thomas and the two on the road to Emmaus, teach us not to hide in our doubt and cower to our fears, but to recognize and treat them as an opportunity to embrace the mystery of things we don't quite understand, that don't seem to have meaning or purpose. Teach us to dive deeper into our faith. Teach us to be as confident in you to be with us in those times as we are when the seas are as glass and there are no turbulent waters to navigate. After all, in that tragic first Easter weekend, the disciples' fear became a visitation as they saw you amongst them, risen and triumphant over man's greatest loss and greatest fear, death. Peter's fears became an opportunity, and Thomas's doubt became an opportunity, and both defining moments became one of revelation as Thomas saw you and touched you and finally believed. And Peter saw you and ate with you, and he received not judgment and condemnation, but mercy and redemption, and both received peace. Lord, pity us as we confess it's not always easy to believe with our minds and trust with our hearts. This morning I pray for the many who are living with fear and doubt, whose faith is wavering and becoming as hopeless. And for the many, many more in our societies who have no faith at all. There are so many. So many who are living without hope. Without the knowledge of your resurrection. Without the light of truth in their lives. Will you grant us the courage and the means to live as witnesses to your resurrection for them? And may your resurrection give life to those who feel lifeless. May your resurrection give hope to those who are despairing. May your resurrection give joy to those who feel no joy, have lost their joy, or have had it stolen. As we move into our sermon, as our brother Tim speaks it, we welcome you, Jesus, into our lives. We welcome your resurrection because it's life-changing, life-giving, life-sustaining. May our whole life be a worthy response to your love and your sacrifice for us. Amen.